Multi-State Essay Questions and Answers, February 2008, Sepher Akbar Review, Question 9. 6 years ago, Settler created a valid inter vivos irrevocable trust. Settler funded the trust with publicly traded securities, named Friend as sole trustee, and directed Friend, as trustee, to distribute all trust income to James, whom Settler had been supporting for several years. Settler also gave James the right to withdraw up to 5% of the trust's principal annually, during the first 10 years of the trust's existence. 4 years ago, Friend sold all of the trust's publicly traded securities, and reinvested 45% of the proceeds in the preferred stock of A Corp, 45% of the proceeds in the preferred stock of B Corp, and 10% of the proceeds in different publicly traded securities. Both A Corp and B Corp were closely held companies that were newly organized and cash poor. Their preferred stocks were not publicly traded, and were subject to valid restraints on alienation, that effectively made them non-transferable by the trustee for the next 10 years. Furthermore, although both preferred stocks guaranteed an annual 5% dividend, these dividends were not payable until after the 10-year restraint on alienation period had expired. At the time Friend invested in the preferred stocks of A Corp and B Corp, both companies were developing competing technologies to make ballpoint pens that also function as cell phones. Neither company had yet developed working prototypes of the proposed product. Friend honestly believed that the preferred stocks represented a safe investment that would produce returns in excess of those available from any other investment. Friend did not individually own any preferred stock of A Corp or B Corp. However, Friend did individually own 70% of the common stock of A Corp, but had no interest in B Corp. Despite Friend's confidence, the A Corp and B Corp investments have proven disastrous. Since the preferred stocks were purchased, neither company has succeeded in producing a marketable product or making a profit. Both are now near bankruptcy. Moreover, because the stocks have not paid dividends, and cannot be sold, James's income from the trust has declined precipitously. Furthermore, because of the valid restraints on alienation, Friend has truthfully told James that any withdrawal requests cannot be honored. Friend has consulted your law firm, concerned that he may have breached one or more of his fiduciary duties. Explain to Friend which duties, if any, he may have breached in carrying out his responsibilities. Multi-State Essay Questions and Answers, February 2008, Sepher Akbar Review, Answer Analysis of Question 9. Trusts. Issue 1. Did Friend breach the duty of loyalty by investing trust assets in a closely held corporation, in which he had a substantial financial interest? Issue 2. Did Friend breach the duty to invest prudently by investing 90% of trust assets in the illiquid stock of two closely held corporations? Issue 3. Did Friend breach the duty to diversify by investing 90% of trust assets in two corporations with virtually identical businesses? Issue 4. Did Friend breach the duty of care by making investments that produced no current income and made it impossible for James to exercise his 5% withdrawal power? Answer discussion. Friend breached the duty of loyalty, the duty to invest prudently, the duty to diversify the trust investments, and the duty of care, when he invested 90% of the trust's assets in the preferred stock of two closely held corporations. Friend breached the duty of loyalty because he had a substantial financial interest in one of the closely held corporations. He breached the duty to invest prudently, and the duty to diversify because the investments significantly diminished the liquidity of the trust principal, and because A Corp and B Corp were involved in similar high-risk businesses. He breached the duty of care by investing in a manner that precluded carrying out the trust's obligations to James with respect to the payment of income and James's annual 5% withdrawal power. Explanation to point 1. 15 to 25% of your score. Friend breached the duty of loyalty by investing the trust assets in a corporation in which friend, in his individual capacity, had a substantial investment. A trustee owes trust beneficiaries a duty of loyalty, and must administer the trust exclusively in the beneficiary's interests. Because the trustee must act on behalf of the beneficiaries, and not on behalf of himself, the duty of loyalty is breached when a trustee enters into transactions on behalf of the trust that involve a conflict of interest or self-dealing. Friend entered into a transaction involving a conflict of interest. Uniform Trust Code Section 802C provides that an investment in a corporation in which the trustee has an interest that might affect the trustee's best judgment is presumptively a breach of the duty of loyalty. Here, friend invested in A Corp, in which he held 70% of the common stock. Although the comments to Section 802 note that the presumption of a breach can be rebutted by showing that the terms of the transaction were fair, or that the transaction would have been made by an independent party, there is no evidence to support such a showing in this case. It is also hard to imagine that an independent trustee would have made such a risky and illiquid investment. Explanation to point 2, 25 to 35% of your score. Friend breached the duty to invest prudently by investing the trust assets in the illiquid stocks of cash poor, closely held corporations, without proven marketable products. Almost all states have adopted in one form or another, the Uniform Prudent Investor Act. Under this act, a trustee owes trust beneficiaries a duty to invest trust assets prudently. In assessing whether a trustee has breached this duty, the act requires consideration of a number of factors, including, 1. The distribution requirements of the trust, 2. General economic conditions, 3. The role the investment plays in relationship to the trust's overall investment portfolio, and, 4. The trust's need for liquidity, regularity of income, and preservation or appreciation of capital. All of these factors support a finding that friend's investment was imprudent. The investments in A Corp and B Corp represented a very large share, 90%, of the trust assets, and dominated the portfolio. The investments drastically reduced the liquidity of the trust, making it impossible to meet the trust's distribution requirements. The investments also reduced the trust's annual income, resulting in a reduction in mandatory income distributions. The effects of the investments on the trust income and liquidity were not unexpected, but were known at the outset. Moreover, the technologies that both companies planned to develop were unproven, working prototypes that had not been developed, and there was no evidence that such inventions would succeed in the highly competitive cell phone market. Lastly, since the companies were developing competing technologies, there is a good chance that ultimately one of them would fail, for example, Blu-ray versus high-definition DVD. Explanation to point 3, 15 to 25% of your score. Friend breached the duty to diversify by investing 90% of the trust's assets in two corporations that were involved in the same type of business and subject to the same market risks. A trustee owes a duty to diversify trust investments unless he reasonably determines that, because of special circumstances, the purposes of the trust are better served without diversifying. The diversification duty rests on the assumption that it is risky to place all, or substantially all of one's assets in the same investment basket. Although there is no automatic rule for identifying how much diversification is enough, it seems highly unlikely that any fact finder would find the investment of 90% of trust assets in one narrow and unproven market sector sufficiently diverse. Additionally, there are no facts in this case to support a finding that a lack of diversification was warranted because of special circumstances. Settler funded the trust with publicly traded securities. The terms of the trust contemplated investments that would produce income and distributable principal. Explanation to point 4, 15 to 25% of your score. Friend breached the duty of care by investing the trust assets in a manner that precluded administration of the trust, in accordance with its terms and purposes. Under the common law, a trustee owes beneficiaries the duty to act with care, skill, and prudence. Although the Uniform Trust Code does not impose on trustees a duty of care, it does impose a duty to administer the trust in good faith, in accordance with its terms and purposes, and the interests of the beneficiaries. Whichever formulation is used, Friend breached his duty by making investments that made it impossible to carry out the terms of the trust. The facts clearly evidence Settler's intention to provide James with an annual income, and imply that this income may have been intended to supplant the support Settler provided James before creating the trust. The facts also clearly show that Settler gave James the power to annually withdraw up to 5% of trust principal over the first 10 years of the trust. The investments in A Corp and B Corp effectively prevented James from exercising his withdrawal power, and dramatically curtailed his income from the trust.